Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Am I speaking to Derek Armstrong?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know that we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we would really appreciate your time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Thank you so much. Can you please tell me what is your age?
75.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I definitely will vote.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? And strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve, strongly approve.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First, we have Tommy Baldwin.
Who is Tommy Baldwin?
Okay, thank you. We also have Project 2025.
I don't know who that is.
We also have J.D. Vance.
I don't know who he is.
We also have Joe Biden.
I like Joe Biden.
From 0 to 100... means that you feel favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100.
This for Joe Biden?
Yes.
100.
We also have Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
0.
And we also have Kamala Harris from 0 to 100.
100.
We also have the Democratic Party from 0 to 100.
100.
And we also have the Republican Party.
0.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote if you are undecided? Please say so.
I'll vote Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I am going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that is somewhat convincing reason, 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. banning Muslims and deporting people of color that will look if he gets back in power. To round up people, mass deportation.
Your phone is
in American history. Okay. Oh, sorry. Can you hear me better now?
No, I can't. Your phone is not good.
Sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can now.
Okay. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in American history. This will involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and the violation of both human rights and rights to America's citizens. To stop this inhuman and evil act, there is only one solution, vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that to you?
I'm not voting for Donald Trump. I don't think Donald Trump is qualified.
So
that'd be a zero.
Okay, thank you. A second Trump presidency means taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for any misconduct, and erasing the history of racism and slavery from school textbooks. Trump is a threat to our safety and the advancement that past generations fought and died for. We can't go backwards. It's our responsibility to use our political power to protect our future. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that to go vote?
It's very convincing. Yes, that's a 10.
Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans have a plan they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. The president new and unchecked powers, transforming the government into a weapon for MAGA to use against its enemies and reshape America. It eliminates the Department of Education and Social Security as we know it, bans abortion without exception, and rolls back LGBTQ+ rights while giving more tax breaks to the wealthy. It sets up mass deportation and gives the military the power to break out protests. We must vote to stop Project 2025.
Yes.
From 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom will you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections. In November, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Now I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support president. You may use any number from 0 to 10. In November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convict felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represents middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November. From 0 to 10?
But in favor of Kamala Harris?
Yes. You need to rate how convincing is that to vote for Kamala Harris.
10.
Thank you. While Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. From 0 to 10?
Yeah.
Thank you. This November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first Black woman president. But this election is about more than that, than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation. That's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs it. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm 10.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
College.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm divorced.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, that was the last question. Thank you so much for a nice day.
You're welcome.